We have Mark Fletcher, who is the principal at Bloomington High School South. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
All right, guys. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic. A little quiet around your end of town after last Tuesday, but a great weekend of celebration on the Ball Diamonds, but more importantly, in the gymnasium. Tell us what you saw on the weekend that made you proud of being the South Panthers.
Well, it was a good weekend for us. You know, you always hope that your graduation, being the culminating event that it is something that accurately reflects the kids and the parents and teachers and community in a positive way. And I think Saturday was about as good as we could get in that regard. So really happy for the kids and their families, and a really good group of kids.
Now, if down the road Assembly Hall obviously is going to get fixed and put back together, is that something you guys want to move back to, or are you comfortable having it in your own gymnasium?
Well, you know, initially, when they started their renovations last year, I thought that people would want to get back to Assembly Hall as soon as it was renovated. But the last 2 years and the ceremonies here, you know, having it on your own campus and your own gym, familiar surroundings, people have really enjoyed it, and I think they prefer it, or at least that's the overwhelming majority of the comments I get. So I think we'll stay here. I really do.
And that
when something unforeseen happens.
And that familiarity part, well, Assembly Hall is not going to be familiar to anybody here when it when it reopens. So everybody knows where the bathroom is. They know where to park. And a great job down there on the south side for the graduation. How many kids did you walk through the line?
We had 404 graduates Saturday.
Did you have to read all those names off?
I did not. I couldn't do that. But we had a couple of our really strong teachers, Aaron Crawley and Drew Fry, who read all the names. And we gave out the diplomas, and it was just a really nice atmosphere. I think Keith was there, obviously, so he could attest to the atmosphere. It's just more intimate. It's we've got a curtain that kind of serves as a backdrop and some special lighting, and it just turns into a really nice venue, a lot nicer than what we originally expected. And people seem to like it enough to where, like I said, I think we'll be there for the future.
Well, and the other thing is, Mark, that you know you're in a high school gym, but the way you guys have taken care of that, you talked about a backdrop, you talked about putting some special, I call them screens on some of the overhead lights. You have the chorus in the back, in one end of the gym. You've got the stage in the other end. You've got the orchestra. You've got the chorus. It's absolutely amazing. And you did everything in right around an hour. I mean, that's 400 yeah. graduates in a little over an hour.
We were hustling.
Well, and the other thing, too, Mark, is that I looked around. There's still room for more people there. It wasn't like it was, overmaxed.
Yeah, we live stream the event into our auditorium just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid gets 6 tickets. But like you said, Keith, we had a little room to spare so
right.
that anybody in the auditorium who wanted to come into the gym and see it live was able to do so. Many people chose to do that. A few chose to stay in the cushioned seats in the auditorium.
A little better, a little softer.
Watch on the big screen. Mm-hmm. So it seems to work for everybody. We're happy about it. And most importantly, our families and the community seem to be happy about it. So I think we found our place.
Now, you had you tell stories about the members of the class and what it means to the community and the school. You had a percentage, and I believe it was in the high 90s, of the kids that graduated who will be going on to either two-year or four-year college?
Right around 94%
wow.
of the kids. 74% will go to four-year college opportunities, and another 18% will take on a two-year program of one sort or another. So kids are here for the right reasons, and they've prepared themselves to continue their education for the most part, so that's a pretty exciting stat for us.
Mark, let me ask you a question we're getting ready to do another referendum. How important was the referendum passed now that's going to expire to the success that South has experienced in their graduating classes?
Well, I'll tell you, Keith, the state cut our formula or our funding years ago, and forced communities across the state to do things like a referendum to keep our schools going. I mean, that's just a new way of funding for school corporations across the state, and our community, being the supportive community that it is, passed our referendum in 2010, and hopefully we'll be able to do the same here coming up. But to answer your question specifically, we lost approximately 11 teachers in the years leading up to the referendum. The corporation lost about 83 teachers total. So 11 teachers from here kind of depleted many of the things that we were talking about Saturday as opportunities that kids have fortunately had here. So we hope that certainly our community will support the great opportunities that our kids have here by continuing that referendum here next November. But what it means to us, bottom line, is about 11 teachers and super, super large classrooms and the elimination of many of the non-core academic courses, you know, in our elective areas and most all of our clubs and activities and extracurriculars. So, you know, I often say that, you know, there's a lot of places that you wouldn't want to necessarily be a principal today, maybe out there in the world, but this is certainly one of them. Not passing that referendum would make this a significantly different place in a negative way. So we're real appreciative of what we have, and hopefully we can continue that in November.
We're speaking with Mark Fletcher, who's the principal of Bloomington South High School here in Bloomington. And Mark, one of the things that you recited, and I don't expect you to recite it word for word, but the number of National Merit Scholars, the number of people that are going on to this, the dollar value of scholarship offers for the graduating students, the hallmarks that one looks at and says, how good a school is that school? Boy, you're right in the front of the line bragging rights wise.
Well, those are numbers that we're all proud of. Obviously, it comes down to each individual's experience. But, you know, if you talk about National Merit finalists, we have six. We have 225 Indiana Academic Honor Diploma recipients. We had 187 National Honor Society members out of that class of 404, wow, which is a ridiculous percentage. The class earned as a whole, scholarship money only, not financial aid, but scholarship money, is $4.86 million worth of scholarship money. They were heavily involved in philanthropic efforts, raising over $200,000 total in a wide variety of different philanthropic opportunities that they've been a part of. So, you know, you throw out those numbers, and I think that just kind of, I don't know if people really realize how amazing those stats are. Top 10% in the state on SAT performance.
Well, the other thing people have to remember is you're just copying and pasting from last year. These aren't changing that much because you've had just this run of really good things happening to you. So you just take the white out at the end of it and just change the numbers and bump them up a little bit. It keeps on happening. That's a great news.
Well, you hope that's what happens. We've got good kids. We've got supportive parents. We've got excellent teachers, and we've got a fantastic community that cares about what we do. So, not to be corny, but when you put those four things together, you've got an opportunity for special things to happen. And I think Saturday, you know, Keith, you can talk about how well-behaved that group was.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
They were so mature and so respectful of each other, and their families were so supportive. I was really just pleased with how they represented themselves Saturday. Alan Dick, by the way, our senior class sponsor who's worked on graduation for the last 13 years, performed his last graduation ceremony. So we want to thank him for all his efforts. And Jane Galker, our orchestra leader for the past 36 years, also performed for the last time in the gym on Saturday. So it was a special day all around.
Mark, great job, and it's exciting to hear. You should use that last portion of what you just told us. That should be your commercial for the referendum. If people want to know why, that's a big deal, and how it's positively affecting our community. You just summed it up in an excellent fashion there.
Amen.
Great stuff as always, my friend. Time to put your feet up, relax. You got nothing going on this summer, and well, at least get some time. Everybody deserves.
We've got 300 kids starting summer school today, so we're hustling to get them going. But it'll be a little bit different than having 1,700 or 1,800 kids here for sure.
Well, just remind them it's not Monday; it's Tuesday, so we'll get off on the right foot there. Hey, thanks for your time, pal. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.